God has many attributes, but one attribute stands out and is repeated over and over again in the scriptures, and that is the merciful nature of God. In this series on mercy, I will share with you my reflections on God's loving mercy from the perspective of the Jewish culture to the impact of the Babylonian exile on Israel, down to the Gospel of St. Luke, the evangelist to the Gentiles. Welcome to the podcast series on God's mercy. Welcome to our last episode on our series on God's mercy. It has been a long journey for us, and I consider myself blessed because I myself have lots of personal experiences about God's mercy. So this episode will be very, very personal for me. In fact, this whole series has been very, very personal for me. I've always dreamt of producing a series, several episodes about God's mercy, and now it has come to its conclusion. And to end this particular series on God's mercy, I will be sharing with you my reflections about how unique the Gospel of St. Luke is, or St. Luke in general, because he has written not only the third gospel in the New Testament, but also the book, the Acts of the Apostles, is also attributed to St. Luke. So we will be talking about St. Luke in general and his approach and what makes his writings unique as compared with other evangelists. Okay, so in 2016, when Pope Francis announced the Jubilee Year of Mercy, he specifically cited a particular passage from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 4, verses 16 to 21, which speaks about how Jesus went to the synagogue and opened up the scroll and read a passage from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and it's about how the Spirit of the Lord, Yahweh, the Lord, is upon him, and that he has been chosen to bring good tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to those who are, you know, enslaved, not only by tyrants or, you know, political kind of slavery, but also spiritual and moral slavery due to sin. And so he has come to liberate them and to bring sight to the blind and to proclaim a year of favor, a year of mercy, in short. Jesus said that what he has read from the scroll has been fulfilled today. And I am not surprised why Pope Francis selected this particular gospel passage, because it truly encapsulates the mission of Jesus, the itinerary of his mission, his life, and leading up to his passion and resurrection, to really be the one to bring to the people this news of mercy, to tell the people that God is merciful and loving and kind and generous, and this, he is here. He will come and heal you. He will come and liberate you. I am announcing this to you. And so, going back, St. Luke was believed to be a Gentile himself. He was believed to be someone of Greek origin. If not, he is believed to be a Jew, but with a strong Greek influence. So, you would imagine that St. Luke already, you know, have this kind of orientation that salvation is not only reserved for a particular group of people, but it is meant to grow. It is meant to grow everywhere. And if in fact he is a foreigner, then the value of sharing his insights of receiving God's mercy and salvation, even outside of the Jewish culture, is indeed quite strong and quite important for us to reflect upon. And also, in the Gospel according to St. Luke, there are many narratives that are unique in the Gospel of St. Luke that is not present in the other Gospels. But particularly, I will highlight those passages that are intended to highlight God's mercy more and emphasize strongly on that. And one of the first things that I would like to note is that the passage about the love of enemies, that particular discourse of Jesus, is found in the Gospel of St. Luke. So you remember that passage, love your enemies, do good, do them good, you'll become the children of the Most High. It is not only announced to us that God is merciful, but we are also called to become merciful to other people. Love your enemies, that's showing mercy to other people, becoming merciful towards them, letting God's mercy flow through you onto your neighbors. And also, another thing that I would like to share with you is that the Good Samaritan and the parable of the prodigal son can only be found in St. Luke's Gospel. So there's that. And then of course, you will find several times in the Gospel of St. Luke how Jesus interacts with the least in the eyes of the society. So there you would see Jesus eating and drinking with sinners, he visiting Zacchaeus, this tax collector famous for his corrupt life, but Jesus chose to dine with him, to visit him in his house. So that's really something. Also, the calling of Levi, the vocation of Saint Matthew, is also found in the Gospel of Saint Luke. So here we can see that particularly Jesus targets those who are living in a life of sin, and calling them towards salvation, calling them towards healing, spiritual healing and freedom eventually. And of course, it is also a lot of times in the Gospel of St. Luke, we can also find how children, not only children, but also childlike qualities are being exalted and praised, and how it should be the standard of our behavior if we want to follow Christ, if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven. So what other things? In the Gospel of St. Luke, you will also find this passage wherein Jesus is praising God, thanking God, because God chose to reveal the kingdom of heaven to those who are small and simple. So there you have it very clearly. The smallest in the community, the smallest in the society, are the ones being placed in a pedestal in the eyes of God. And lastly, on that note, the good thief having a conversation with Jesus during the crucifixion, that's also a very good story of mercy for all of us. Ask for God's mercy, abandon ourselves before him, and only rely on his mercy, and he will not fail us. And we can see that clearly from the story of the good thief. Of course, we can find again the Magnificat, Mary proclaiming the greatness of the Lord, for having chosen her as the to become the mother of the Messiah. So that can be found in Luke chapter 1 verse 52. I'd like to go back to the fact that Jesus in the Gospel of St. Luke deliberately highlights Jesus' encounter with foreigners, particularly that of the widow of Zarephath, and the fate of Naaman the Syrian. He emphasized and once again opened up, and proclaimed the universality of salvation. And of course, the Pharisees were not very happy about that, because obviously Jesus was telling them that it's being opened up to other people, and other people from other cultures, and those who are different, who are pagans, who are of different beliefs, are converting rather easily a lot quicker than those who have, you know, served God very closely in the temple and very familiar with the law and everything like that. And not only that, we can also find the account of the lepers, the 10 lepers, but only the Samaritan, once again a foreigner, came back to show his gratitude to the Lord. And so one important thing again that I would like to share with you in the Gospel of Saint Luke is his emphasis on the women that Jesus was able to encounter during his mission. And there are several accounts that also highlights the virtues of women. It's quite surprising and admirable to see that in the Gospel of Saint Luke there is a special place for women. So there is the account of the prophecy of Anne when she saw the baby Jesus being presented in the temple. So the mention of the prophetess Anne is one example of Saint Luke's highlighting of women. And of course we have this this very very touching account of a sinful woman who was forgiven and who was washing Jesus's feet with her tears. And there's also this particular passage wherein Jesus encountered a widow crying over the death of her only son. And so Jesus was moved with compassion, and in seeing that woman weeping, he resurrected her son for her. So again, that's one a female character who was included to, you know, so that Jesus can manifest his mercy and compassion. And of course there is also this particular account wherein the female followers of Jesus are highlighted in the Gospel of Saint Luke. And of course there's the parable of the persistent widow. So once again there is a female character there that is accentuated in Luke's gospel. So there you have it. There's been you can find a lot more when you try to read and reread the gospel according to Saint Luke. A while ago I mentioned to you that the Magnificat can be found, of course, in the Gospel of Saint Luke, and I would like to end this particular episode by highlighting certain parts of the Magnificat in Luke chapter 1 verse 50, wherein Mary and in her gratefulness she said, "God's mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation." So we who are children of Abraham in faith, God's mercy continues to flow to us today. We encounter it daily without us even knowing it. And I would like to go on with the Magnificat. Mary also said that God has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful, or to be mindful of his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised to our ancestors. So here we Saint Luke shows to us that Jesus is the accomplishment of God's plan from the very beginning. Here we hear the name of Abraham and his descendants, and how God's mercy flows from generation to generation, and it flows to us today. And it is Jesus, the face of God's mercy, who is actually, you know, being sent to us daily through our neighbors, through the sacraments, particularly in the sacrament of the Eucharist, and through our daily silent prayers to the Lord. So let us not forget that this message of mercy is being brought to us by Jesus. So let us get to know God more. Let us get to know Jesus more by reading the Bible. And let us pray that God grants us the grace to desire him, to desire to know him, and to desire to love him. Thank you for joining me in this journey of reflecting and pondering and ruminating the mercy of God. May his grace and merciful love be upon you and your loved ones and your family now and always. Thank you for listening. This podcast is a personal initiative of mine in my desire to bring God wherever His people are. I believe that the more we talk about God, the more we bring Him into our consciousness, the more we are reminded that He is real and He is ever close to each one of us. My prayer is that you discover Him personally, by yourself, and see that what He wants is nothing but happiness for you. God bless us all. Shout out to all our listeners from the US, particularly from Ohio, Washington, Texas, and New Jersey, and from Hessen and Thuringen, Germany, and of course, the Philippines. Thank you for your support. Danke schön. Maraming salamat po.